Hello and welcome to your 5 for today. Sometimes we look up to the heavens and see the heavy rain and say, it's raining cats and dogs. It is a strange way of saying that it is raining heavily, that it is torrential. We do not say it's raining horses and cows, but some have had the experience of a cow coming down out of the heavens and causing enormous damage. As unlikely as it sounds, that was the experience of a ship's crew, though the authorities took some time before they believed them. It happened in 1975 in the Sea of Japan, when a Japanese trawler was found wrecked in the water with the crew members clinging on as best they could to what was left of their ship. They were all rescued, and the authorities suspected some sort of crime had been committed, possibly sabotage to make a fraudulent insurance claim. So all the crew members were arrested and put in prison, and further investigations were made. Interestingly, all the crew were adamant and said the same story, that a cow had fallen out of the heavens, crashed into the ship, and caused such damage that it was wrecked. The very idea of a cow descending from above seemed highly unlikely to the authorities, who suspected a plot with all the crew involved. Yet each crew member stuck to the same story. Eventually the story got some traction in the media, including the international media, and as word got out, the Russian authorities heard about it and made contact. The Russians admitted that one of their cargo planes had been carrying a cow, which had been stolen by the pilot. The cow had been grazing on the edge of an airfield in Siberia, and so it had been rounded up and herded onto the plane. The longer the plane was in the air, the cow, being unused to flying, became increasingly agitated, and the airplane crew and contents of the plane seemed to be in danger, and so they decided to push the animal out of the cargo hold. They were flying by that time at 30,000 feet. And we can imagine the velocity with which the cow descended and the impact it must have had upon the trawler. It was only on obtaining this news from Russia that the Japanese authorities started to believe the story of a descending cow crashing into one of their trawlers. The story was authenticated and the trawler crew were released. Such an unlikely but true story is one which gives pleasure to think about, but a much more unlikely event took place many more years ago. To think that the God of heaven would descend to earth, not coming to crash into a trawler, but to crash into the society of mankind with a message that was new, revolutionary, and answered the deepest need of the human heart. That person was Jesus, the eternal Son of God, entering our world from the outside. He made his presence felt through his words, which reflected the wisdom of God, through his miracles, which reflected the power of God, through his sympathetic kindness, which reflected the love of God. Ultimately, he died for our sins on the cross, so we could be forgiven, have salvation, and enjoy the wonder of eternal life. We have cause to thank God for the descent of Jesus to Bethlehem, for his further descent to death on the cross, followed by the grave, and then to the wonderful miracle of resurrection, as he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven to be glorified. May we know the blessing of Jesus in our lives by faith. God bless you.